For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. The old king gave a party, brought the vessels of the Lord. They drank till nobody there was sober. What really stopped the band was when God sent a hand that wrote upon the wall, the party's over. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. Lifeboats waiting, get on board today. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun.
Over the last few programs, I have been teaching on the end times and the book of Revelation. Many preachers don't like to teach on these things these days because it seems like people don't want to hear about the end times. But regardless whether we preach on it or not, it's going to happen. And I believe people need to be made aware of the situation. The reason is this. God says, when these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your heads, for my redemption is drawing nigh. It's God's timetable. It's God's clock. When people know what the time is and what time it is, then you can get yourselves ready. For this is what the Bible teaches, that we need to make ourselves ready for the coming of our bridegroom. This is the message the church needs to hear today. Far too many of the church are too caught up in the world. They don't seem to think or believe that Jesus is about to come back. Yes, John saw those things from the portals of glory, and he recorded them as he understood them. And when we study them today, we can identify the times and the seasons. The things that are prescribed in the book of Revelation are happening. We can see the beginning of these things. The way that the Apostle John describes it is already something that is taking place. The beginning of those things are taking place. The Bible teaches us that in the last days the love of many shall wax cold, and that children will rebel against their parents. That's just another sign of the end times. So let us seek the face of God and get ready for that incredible event that is about to take place. We've been teaching on the things that happen throughout the book of Revelation, how this world is going to become almost uninhabitable. And then in Revelation chapter 19, we read where God shows John the glory of the bride of Christ, the incredible riches she had, the purity, the holiness, the glory. And he is so overcome that he falls at the feet of him that shows these things to him to worship him, even though he is not the God of the universe. So the person tells him, don't worship me, worship God. And for John to do that, it must have been an awesome, incredible sight. Because John was not in his frail human body. He was in the spirit in heaven. And for him to be overcome like that, we, the church, needs to pay attention of the glory that is ours. Because it tells us here, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb? It's those who are washed by the precious blood of Jesus. And John saw our glory. And today I will teach on what will happen at the end of the tribulation when the Lord Jesus Christ will come back. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you that we can know the times that we're in. Lord, you will open the hearts of the people, open their understanding so that they will see in which time we are in today. Lord God, I thank you for the Word. I ask you to bless us today. In Jesus' name, amen. It is very interesting how John describes the book of Revelation. John takes a subject from the beginning of the tribulation or from the middle of the tribulation, and then he explains what will happen all the way to the end. It's like spokes on a wheel. You begin from the middle and go out to the outer rim. And then he goes back and takes another subject. And we can see the things that will happen during the tribulation from the beginning to their ending. So this, when you study the book of Revelation in that way, you can clearly understand the horrors that will happen during that awful hour. Here is why these things are happening during the tribulation. The salt has been removed. The preservative has been removed. There is no restraining of evil. And so these things will escalate, and this planet will basically be destroyed to the point where it'll be uninhabitable. And then the Lord Jesus Christ says, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. So then all of a sudden, after the Lord has shown John the bride of Christ, he looks and he sees the Lord Jesus Christ appearing in his glory and with all his saints around him. It tells us in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. We have to remember when Jesus came on this planet the first time. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. But then the second time when he was going to come back physically, he will ride into Jerusalem on a white horse. And we, the saints of God, will be on our white horses, riding with him. It says his eyes were as flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Some people may say, well, these were angels that came back with him. No, it tells us that we who are the bride of Christ, we are arrayed in fine linen. That is found in verse 8 of chapter 19. So in verse 14, it tells us the armies that are in heaven will follow the Lord Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Same scripture. So we have to put these two together. And we will not have to fight. All we will have to do is basically watch as the Lord will bring judgment upon this planet. For the peoples of this planet have turned against the Lord God, the creator of the universe. It tells us in verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this is how our majestic God will come back from the portals of glory. Not riding on a donkey colt like he did when he came back to be crucified and to pay for our sins. No, he will come back awesomely riding on a white stallion. This is what the Bible teaches. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He was on a white horse, literally, coming back to ride into Jerusalem as the victor of the conquest that he had started out to do 2,000 years ago. Yes, what our Lord and Savior set out 2,000 years ago to accomplish will be finished at that day, and the enemies of God will be brought to their knees. It tells us in verse 19 of chapter 19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Look at what the people of this planet are doing. They're not saying now there is no God, because the proof is going to be there. He's going to appear in heaven riding on a white horse. And it tells us they will be so bold, they will be so blatant, that they will gather together to make war against him. And it tells us in verse 20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that have received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image, and both were cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. This is what's going to happen to the Antichrist and the false prophet. They are going to be taken and thrown into the lake of fire before anyone else will be there. They're the first candidates for the lake of fire. That's their destination. This is prescribed in the Word of God. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Yes, the peoples of this planet who have gathered behind the Antichrist and the false prophet to make war on the saints and on God will be slain with the sword of the Spirit of God. Will they end up in the lake of fire? Yes, but it'll still take 1,000 years. The Antichrist and the false prophet are put into the lake of fire right at that battle. When the battle is over, they are cast into the lake of fire. And the rest of the people of this planet, those who came against God, were slain with the sword of the Spirit that proceeded from the mouth of God. And 1,000 years later, when somebody studies the Word of God, they will be brought to judgment, which is the great white throne judgment. But before that will happen, there's going to be another 1,000 years where people will live on this planet. Yes, the Lord will renovate this planet. He will bring this planet back to its original form. The Bible teaches of incredible prosperity during that time of 1,000 years. We need to understand that this planet was created in 6 days. You can read that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God created this planet in a perfect way in 6 days, and 6,000 years have now passed. We need to understand and see that the 7th year is yet to be fulfilled on this planet. The seventh year is 1,000 years that are still ahead of us. It's going to be a time when the Lord will rest with us here on this earth, and we will have prosperity, we will have peace, we will have joy, we will have beauty. There's not going to be any sickness, nor pain, nor any of those things, because it's a time of rest for us. Just like God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested, so the Lord brought his people unto himself in the last 6,000 years. And in the last 1,000 years, we will rest with him and rejoice with him. Yes, the glory of God will be revealed to us in this awesome time. So the question is, are we ready for that? Yes, those last 7 years which are about to happen are fast approaching. The Lord is going to be working with the Jewish people one more time to fulfill his days of appointment that he prescribed in the Word of God. And once those 7 years will be over, the time for judgment will be finished, and God will come back to make things right on this planet, and then the joy and the peace will begin. Yes, that's what is ahead for us. Are we ready? Are we doing the work of God? The Lord God told his church, go into all the world and preach the gospel. This is why we're here. It's to preach the word of God, for the Lord is willing that none shall perish. Do you know somebody that still needs to get saved, that still needs to know about Jesus? Well, tell him. What are you doing with your money? Are you furthering the kingdom of God with your money? Are you investing in the kingdom of God? Yes, the world and its money system will pass away, but what we sow in the heavenlies will remain with us throughout eternity. So if you don't know the Lord today, turn to him for salvation. He is our only hope. The Bible teaches us every foundation that is not of God will crumble, and the only foundation that will stand is Jesus. So are you planted upon that foundation? Give him your life and heart today, and you will receive a crown of glory. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Tell me that I should have waited. They say I am missing a whole world of fun. Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call, for what is a friend who wants you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian
children of God study the book of Revelation and the end times, we can begin to see and understand how all things will come to pass. We, the children of God, have been given the gift of prophecy. We can look into the future and see how things will happen. So I believe every child of God should at least look at those things once in a while in his Christian life and assure himself of what is about to happen and to come to pass. Because we are the ones that have been chosen to inform the world of what will happen to this planet as we see the end closing in on us. We do not have to be afraid. We do not have to be anxious, for the Lord Jesus Christ himself tells us, "Do not be afraid, for I have overcome the world." And as the going seems to be getting tougher, we, the children of God, need to look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and expect deliverance. It will happen because this is what the Bible teaches. Yes, the devil, after the battle of Armageddon, will be then taken and thrown into a pit and chained up for 1,000 years. The Bible teaches us that the massacre that the Lord will perform on the wicked will be so massive that the blood will flow to the horse's bridle for 200 miles. That's basically the length of Israel. We will yet see that. It is not some fairy tale that the Bible is teaching. The Bible teaches it, and it'll happen. How it'll happen, I cannot imagine. But I, by faith, see it happen because it's prescribed. The devil will be chained up for 1,000 years, and the Lord then will renovate this planet. It'll come back to its original form, like it was when he created the Garden of Eden. And the Bible teaches of incredible prosperity, health, and a joy to be alive. It tells us that the lion and the ox will graze together, and a child will play with a serpent. We cannot imagine that with this world we are in now, but the Bible teaches it'll come to pass. So we can see these things fast approaching. So a time of joy is ahead for this planet. a thousand years of peace and rest. And at the end of the thousand years of peace and rest, the devil will be let loose from his prison. And the Bible teaches he will go out to deceive the nations again. And many will be deceived by him and turn against God and will come against God. But the Bible teaches it'll be no contest, for he will send fire down from heaven and destroy everyone. Why did God allow the devil to go free? I don't know. Why did he allow him to go free in the first place? To cause so much pain and agony. This we will find out when we will get to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But at the end of the thousand years, God will set up the great white throne judgment, where all those who did not come to Jesus will be judged. The Bible teaches us that even during this thousand years of peace, people will have to pay homage to the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize him as their Savior and their ruler. If they will not, then there's going to be severe consequences. So at the end of the thousand years, those who have not received and accepted God as their Messiah and as their Savior and as their Creator will be judged. And the Bible teaches there's going to be an awful day of judgment, and they will be put into the lake of fire, all those who do not turn to Jesus for their salvation. And all the people who have rejected the God of the universe will then be judged and put into a lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. And there they will be tormented throughout eternity, that is forever and ever. This is what Scripture teaches, and this is what will come to pass. And those who love the Lord, who have turned to him, who have become one with him, they will rule and reign with him throughout the eternities that are ahead for us. The Bible teaches us that in the ages to come, he will show us the mystery of his grace. When the Apostle John saw the bride of Christ in all her glory and all her riches, he was overcome. He could not handle that. For some reason, it was way too much for him. And when we study that and see that, we need to understand and accept that as truth and look into our future with joy and anticipation. Yes, these things will come to pass. We will rule and reign with our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, throughout eternity. And what I'm saying to this is this: come quickly, Lord Jesus, and let it begin. The Lord will open your heart with these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Peace.